just a general warning as we start this podcast. The first segment is sexual in nature, because what Amy did is hilarious, but you're not going to want your kids to hear it. So
earmuffs.
Earmuffs. Welcome to Mornings with Pat and Amy for Tuesday, the 21st of July, the year of our Lord 2020.
Oh, God.
Or whatever.
I don't know if I'd call it the year of the Lord, but maybe the year of Satan.
It's a year of something. I'm Pat, that's Amy on today's show, Where We've Been. Again, we actually did this show yesterday and had some technical problems.
We did.
So we're starting over. We'll talk about I had a baby.
You did?
You well, I didn't. My wife did. I just slightly participated.
Mm-hmm.
You had a kind of a sad thing that happened. We'll get into that too.
Mm-hmm.
But first, I figured we'd explain to people we're not going to do like the news anymore
because we're lazy.
I'm lazy.
Well, we.
I mean, I love that you're saying we.
It's the royal we.
Usually, well, thank you. But usually, like when my wife says we,
it means
we
you.
Have to. We
you.
Have to do a better job of picking up the cat litter. No, I have to do a better job. You're actually taking some credit right now.
I'm actually taking some selfies right now.
You are, actually.
I am, to try and, like, commemorate the moment of being back in the back in a real studio.
Right, we are actually physically together right now, which is, you know, hasn't happened in a long, long time.
That is correct.
So we managed to do it. We are socially distanced, so everyone knows. We are definitely 6 feet apart.
Oh, yeah.
So that's no problem. We are all safety requirements. But anyway, so we're not going to write the news anymore because I don't think anybody cared anyway. And and I just don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing with like the good news. I don't know. If we have good news, we'll do it. I just rather talk. And, you know, I have that job thing now where I'm busy a lot. So being able
He's
to write
got a
things,
big boy job.
Big boy job. Pulling up my big boy pants and going to my office. So which is in Syracuse and in Rochester. Like I am just forever back and forth ever, which is fine. So anyway, so I figured we just like kind of talk about why I'm disappointed today in you, because yesterday you the show that never aired because of technical problems, you were drunk, and I'm very disappointed that you're not drunk today.
You know, I don't know if I'd go so far as to say drunk.
She showed up with a half a bottle of wine in one wine glass, and it disappeared not even halfway through the show.
It's a tall, thin bottle, okay?
Yeah, okay, sure.
Judgy.
Sure.
But yeah.
Moscato.
Well, it was taking us a while to figure out how to set everything up again. So,
true.
And I was staying occupied.
Yes, you were. Yes, you were. And I'm very disappointed that
it was funny
that's not
too.
What we're doing
well,
today.
I'm not fully disappointed because there was a few times where I was like, kind of like slurred a little bit and went, oh, let's try that again. And you're like, no, we're going to keep going.
Absolutely. There'll be none of that today. Not because of alcohol reasons, probably just because I'm stupid reasons. But did you have a fun evening?
After, I did.
After you were drinking your butt off.
Speaking of butts.
Yes.
I
always a good transition.
Well, we've talked in the past about me being obsessed with TikTok.
Yes.
Right?
I love a TikTok.
There was a great idea on TikTok, and my husband decided that he wanted it as a gift. And it's a body paint print of like your butt, the back of a leg that's down, the back of your heel and like your calf, and then hands. So it looks like, I'll have to show you a picture.
So wait, so okay. So what people do with fingerprints, you did with your butt.
And my hands and my leg and my foot. It didn't come out well.
Okay, so first of all, what kind of paint did you use?
It's acrylic.
And what did you do it on?
Canvas.
Okay, now what do you do with that now?
Hang it up in the basement. He wants it done. He's a police officer. He wants it done with a blue line flag. I'll have to show you a picture. It's very hard to describe. I will show you the picture
okay. As
we chat. But so there was no how-to on how to complete this. So it was just me winging it, if
uh-huh.
you will,
uh-huh.
With a bottle of wine inside me. Can you see?
Okay, then.
Yeah, that's not me.
That's not your actual butt.
No, that is just the.
Because that's what I was taking away from this.
No.
That you you sat in paint.
I did, but yeah, sort of. I painted my butt with a paintbrush.
So wait, now did you sit somewhere and like make an outline of your butt, or did you just approximate your butt? I'm still confused. How did you do this?
I got a canvas.
Yes,
I got two canvases from Michaels.
Okay.
Sponsor me, Michaels.
I'm sure Michaels wants to sponsor you after this.
This is great.
Yes.
I got two canvases, painted them black, painted my butt cheeks and the back of one leg and my foot and my hands white.
Okay.
And then like plopped down on this canvas. It didn't go well, I said. I'm sweating.
I'm not...
sweating. This is actually very similar to last night's episode.
It is.
My God, I am sweating.
Okay, so, I am. I'm trying to think of what do I ask next, because there's so many things I could ask. So, okay, why?
My husband's an ass guy.
Okay, so this is a sexual thing.
I mean, well, I don't know. I guess.
I mean, it has to be. It's your bare ass that's been painted.
That's correct.
So. Which you're hanging in the basement.
Yeah, but that's where he gets ready for work, and that's where all of his, like, blue line junk is.
I have a feeling he's going to do more than get ready for work down there. Because he's got a blueprint to work off
of. He knows what it looks like. It's fine.
I mean, you would think. I have never in my life seen that. I've never seen anybody do that.
This is what I'm telling you.
And I love TikTok, and I've never seen it on TikTok.
TikTok is life for me lately.
Wow.
So many hours spent scrolling.
All right. I really don't know where to go next. I'm never going to do that myself.
Well, you know what's really funny?
What?
There are some men that have done it as a joke.
Yes.
I will show you.
Because, I mean, okay, this is my next question.
Mm-hmm.
Would you want to do that?
Nope. Nope, nope, nope. Sure don't.
Because we're not attractive, really. I mean, we're not unattractive, but we're not pretty to look at.
I don't know. I think that there's beauty to be held in a man's body. Although that, yes, absolutely, women are way better.
But like where? Like it's usually not. Like if we did that, no one's like, oh, well, that's very tasteful and sexy at the same time. We'd be like, okay.
Because it's your penis. Like no one wants to see that. Do we need to? Sorry. Maybe this show's taking a turn. We didn't do a disclaimer.
We've been
I apologize.
Gone. We've been gone for like a month.
I know. And so it like all bets are off. Like this is just.
Wow.
Sorry, I said it.
That's okay. I really was not prepared for this.
I told you. This is what happened. And I just drank a whole bottle of wine. And then I was, my husband left for work. The kids are in bed and the dog's sleeping. And I'm like, well, we're going to give this a shot right now.
See, okay. So this is what happens when your husband leaves and you're left with wine. You do weird
Not necessarily things. Weird things. This is the first time I've done something like this.
Oh, it's kind of weird. I've never seen anything like that.
Is that picture not cool? Like, it's a cool...
No, it is. Yeah, sure. Sure. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is. But I just have never seen that.
I've like, never seen it before either, which is why I didn't know how to do it.
But it's amazing. Like, you're left alone to your own devices for a little while, and you do that. I'm left alone to my own devices for an hour, and I cut off all my damn hair.
Oh, that's right, you did.
Because I did. I have the worst haircut on earth.
It's really not as bad as it could be.
I look like a Q-tip.
Yes, you do.
And it's bad. Like, I mean, well, it was worse.
Well, when you
in.
Said, I said, so it looked like you had lice, and then you shaved your head.
I did not have lice.
Right, just looked like
of.
You did.
All right. And so now I have this dumb haircut. Where I don't even know how to describe how I look, but I don't look like a smart person.
But the thing is, no, it'll grow out. And no one's around. Like, you can't see anything. You can't go anywhere. You can't do anything. Like, now is the perfect time to F up your hair.
Well, I was thinking what I would do is I'd have some beers. And I would paint my face. And I would press it on a canvas that I bought at Michael's and give it to my wife.
I don't appreciate the sarcasm. This is a beautiful gift. If I can figure out how to do it, not screw it up, it's going to be lovely. Maybe not super tasteful, but it's going to be nice. By the way, I painted over the white today on it. I'm going to start over.
You're going to start over. Okay.
I'm going to start over.
Okay.
And when my husband came, he goes, oh, look, you can kind of see your butt imprint right there. I was like, yeah. Mm-hmm. I painted over it. We're going to go again. So it didn't look good. And had paint everywhere.
My next question was, how long did you spend in the shower?
It was a while. Well, the other thing was, I was walking up the stairs to my house with a paper towel stuck to my foot because I didn't want to step down with white paint on my foot.
If only a child walked in that moment.
You know what, though? The thing is, my kids probably wouldn't have batted an eye because they're kids. Like, meh, yeah.
We're finger painting now? Yes.
Well, when I was painting the canvases initially, just black, my daughter goes, can I help? And I was like, oh, thank you so much. No. Thanks, but no. I probably could have used some help, though. I should have woken one of them up. Hannah, come here.
Oh, my God.
Hold this.
Oh, my God.
Mommy's going to bend over and you just, you know.
Just press it up there.
That's
now
right.
Now hold it. Hold that painting up there.
Don't move it. It's going to smear.
You are something else.
I am.
That's all I have. So why haven't we been doing this podcast for a month?
Well, as is life, you know, with death, there is life. And in my case, my stepdad passed away.
I know, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Now, do you want to share why?
Sure.
Or how, or I don't know, that's a terrible way to put that, but you know what I mean.
My parents, my mom and stepdad have been married since 2011. And about 3 years after they were married, he was diagnosed with something called postcortical atrophy, which is in the same realm as dementia.
That's terrible.
Yes. So it started with really small things, like he had a hard time, he couldn't read very well, and then couldn't write, like couldn't sign his name. His vision started to go, and it was all because of, you know, how the brain works. And I'm not going to go off on a tangent about it, but he wanted to donate his brain. And couldn't because of COVID.
Oh, that's terrible.
I know, it really is. It's
the whole thing's a shame.
It is. And stuff with the brain specifically, there's just so many possibilities and, you know, anyway, but yeah. I digress. So he ended up having to go to the hospital, and luckily my mom was able to go with him because the first couple of days he was kind of combative, mm-hmm. and having my mom there calmed him. And he was in the hospital for 8 days and stopped eating and stopped drinking. And that was part of his plan that, you know, no feeding tube, nothing like that. Yeah. So, yeah, he passed away. It's really, really sad because he was a wonderful man. He treated me like a daughter, mm-hmm. and treated my kids like they were his blood grandchildren. And they adored him, Grandpa. They adored their Grandpa. And he was a really, really great guy. But with that being said, it is also a relief because my mom was under a lot of pressure, a lot of stress. Yeah. I was really worried about her for a while because she wasn't sleeping at night because Jim would wake up in the night and not want to stay asleep and not want to go back to bed. And just it was a lot.
Yeah.
So now I'm just worried about her in a different way because she's alone again.
Yeah.
So I've been spending a lot of time in Rochester. So that's one good thing about this is that we can do it remotely. So I can continue this once I bop back and forth. So,
mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I'm glad you're there. I'm not surprised. I'm glad you're there for your mother. I'm so sorry about that.
Thank you.
And just it's heartbreaking because it reminds me of my stepdad and my mom, who they were on and off for years dating.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got married. And not long after they got married, she got pancreatic cancer. And then a month and a half after she was diagnosed, she was gone.
It's awful.
And my poor stepdad, who's a great guy. I mean, he's a great guy. You know, you go from thinking, okay, this is the rest of my life, to,
yeah.
Wow, no, it's not. And it's something totally different. And I just have a lot of sympathy for your mother and obviously all of you. But I feel terrible for her because that's not enough time.
No, it's not. And yeah, that second, like, this was their second chance. They're like golden years together, and this is not how it was supposed to go.
Like she finally married someone she likes.
I mean,
Nothing against your dad.
I love my dad.
Yeah,
I love my dad so much, but he was not a great husband for my mom. That is absolutely true.
Sometimes, you know, sometimes it's how it is. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, my dad was like that. I mean, my dad and my stepmom, great. You know what I mean? My dad and my mom were great, but it was like volatile. So, you know, that was one of those things. And that just happens sometimes. And mm-hmm. sometimes the second act is better. Sometimes the third act, in my dad's case, is better. And that's not a criticism. It can be. I'm so sorry.
Thank
that
you.
Just and we really don't know enough about this, do we? Dementia and Alzheimer's and all
that
stuff.
That's the thing. I mean, so for I wasn't going to go off on a tangent, but I just want to mention that because it was very interesting. Mm-hmm. Jim, during the day, it was very hard to have a conversation with him because he couldn't find the words for stuff. When everything first started to go downhill, mm-hmm. He thinks something that would happen. If he was trying to say he wanted ice with his drink, he'd say, cold, but couldn't think of the word. So the brain is crazy. Mm-hmm. My mom took some videos of him at night to show his doctors to say, look, this is what's... It was almost like the equivalent of night terrors for kids.
Yeah.
Because he was getting very volatile at night. And he was speaking in full, complete sentences that you could understand at night when his brain wasn't fully on.
Right.
But during the day, it wasn't like that at all.
That's, wow.
I know. So that's what's really, if I were a smarter, younger person, maybe that's something I would want to go into the field of research about because it's fascinating. It really is.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, my condolences.
Thank you.
And that was, that was about a month ago.
August 12th, yep.
Yeah, so there you go. And then halfway through that, circle of life, as you said.
Yes.
From death we have life. My daughter was born.
Yeah.
So she is 2 weeks old today, as a matter of fact.
All right.
And she is, sorry, we always record this the night before. That's another secret. I'm stopping the secrets on that. We don't get up in the middle of the night.
It's all over.
Yeah. Because here's the deal. I don't work mornings anymore.
Right.
I work afternoons.
And I'm not working at all.
And why the hell are we getting up in the middle of the night to do a morning show when we don't have to? So we always record this the night before.
Because our news is never up to date,
no,
so it didn't really matter.
I'm tired of trying to pretend. So
pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Correct. Don't worry about it. It's a podcast. What are we doing? I forgot what I was going to even say. What was I
Luna?
Saying? Luna.
Your daughter.
Yeah, she's
2 weeks
amazing.
Old.
And she kept me up all night last night. So I'm literally running on 2 hours of sleep today. So I'm exhausted. That's why I can't keep a thought. No, she's amazing. She 7 pounds, 2 ounces, 21 inches long, 1 ounce heavier than Rory. Same length as Rory.
All right.
Brown hair, not red hair like my son. and she's incredible. What's amazing is she, this past weekend, we gave her the tummy time, as
yes.
you're supposed to. She already is like moving a foot. She's already pushing and stuff.
It's like a little wiggle worm.
Oh my God. And and what's amazing to me is through this whole thing, what I've come to realize, I already knew this, but it's confirmed now that I am a little bitch. I am the weakest person I know. And my wife is the toughest person I've ever met in my life. She gave birth with no help, no mm-hmm. drugs. No epidural. She grinned and bared it.
Yes, queen.
And we had him her at Upstate Community at the birthing center.
Same place I was.
Great place, right?
Yes.
I was very impressed.
I kind of wonder if we were in the same room.
Yeah.
Because
we had a hot tub.
Yes, that
yeah.
was a, yeah.
That was cool.
It was a really like nice bathroom. It looked like you'd gone. Yeah, it was like a
looked like a hotel.
Yes.
Like a nice hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's clean, and it was...
It's the best shower of my life after I had Henry.
Oh, I'm sure. we get in there, and they had to induce, and there's a little pill they give you.
Mm-hmm.
They just do a little boop inside of you and to get things going, because we were late. And not the, there's the, what's the...
Pitocin.
Pitocin, thank you. None of that. And so they told her, well, if we do like three or four of these pills, it should kick you off. Well, the first one kicked her off.
All right.
And the whole time she's like, I'm going to do the hot tub. I'm going to do the hot tub. I'm going to do the hot tub. And so she's walking around the room. She's having contractions, and a couple of them were pretty big. And she's like, okay, I'm just going to sit. I'll do the hot tub later. I'm going to sit down. She gets in the bed. She's having like these big contractions. And I'm like crying because my poor wife is just in so much pain. And so I'm trying not to show her that. So I'm like behind her, to the side. Of the way
which
of
is
the
which is I personally think that's where you need to be. You don't need to be down in it.
I have nothing to do with this process.
Exactly. Stand up by the head, show
yes.
your support. You don't need
yes.
to look at you
I mean I
look.
Looked I looked at it because I don't
yes,
care.
Yes, but like
yeah. I don't need to be down there. I don't know what I'm doing. What am I gonna do? Catch it? No. So she starts having these big contractions. I'm like, any second she's gonna ask for the epidural, I'm sure, she'll ask for the epidural. And they started getting bigger and quicker. I'm like, any second she's going to do the epidural. So we have a midwife, Barb. She's fantastic. She comes over, as she was the whole time. She comes over and she goes, oh, everybody, come on. And I'm like, what do you mean, come on? She's like, it's time. I'm like, what do you mean, time for like an epidural? No, no, baby's coming. So she's still got scrubs hanging off of her as the baby comes out.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, did you just give birth with nothing?
Did you have to wear a mask, by the way?
We did not during the birth.
Okay.
No, we had to wear a mask in. Mm-hmm. And that's the other thing about this whole process. So baby's born. Everything's great. The process is fascinating. No visitors at all. None. When you go to the birthing center, you are trapped on that floor. If you leave, you're gone.
It makes sense.
It does. But if I were to like step out to get a Grubhub order, for example, I'm done. And that sucks because my wife's a vegan. Mm-hmm. I'm a vegetarian. Nah, that's fine. They had plenty of vegetarian food. But we kept ordering Grubhub and stuff like that because what is she going to eat? You know what I mean?
Right.
She just gave birth. She deserves a good meal. So, but the problem is the poor nurses have to go and get it.
Right.
And I felt terrible because last time I checked, you're a nurse, not a server.
Right.
And I said that to a couple of them, which they apparently appreciated. But I felt I felt so guilty just asking them to do that because they'd have to go downstairs and find the Grubhub mm-hmm. guy who's always like, oh, nowhere to go. It's a hospital. The lobby. I don't know why this is hard, but sure. Bring it up to us. They were always so nice and so sweet and so generous. It was great and baby's great and everything's great. But that's why I couldn't do anything for a couple weeks.
Did Jesse have an epidural with Rory?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because they had to induce with Pitocin.
Oh, that can be really rough, I've heard.
Yeah, apparently this is what she was telling me because I don't know. She's like, yeah, well, Pitocin really pushes things fast and along and suddenly.
Yes.
And it's so painful.
That's what I've heard.
Whereas the pill thing, they stick up the vagine, a little boop. You know, that is not so drastic, apparently. Plus, it's a second child, apparently. That's
if she's past 40 weeks, like, it's, mm-hmm. you know, it's, yeah, you get pretty close.
You're
like,
ready. I mean, because, yeah, she had begun. Mm-hmm. It just was, you know, barely
right.
anything, and she was already so late. So, yeah, but no, everything's great, and I'm so proud of her. And
me too.
You should be. And
I forgot your baby knew there was something.
You didn't need to do a baby. Didn't you send me a card? Did you send me a card?
Yes.
I thought you did. I can't remember.
I know, but I have a thing.
You don't need to give me a thing.
It's a thing.
It's not a canvas with your ass, is it? I don't think that's going to be appreciated in my house.
No.
I mean, Jessie might appreciate it. She might.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That a girl. I don't know. That's not that.
Okay.
I did make it, though.
Okay.
It's not a painting, I swear to God.
It's a painting, isn't it?
It's a painting of me, my face, for the baby's room. No, I did make it, though, because I'm crafty.
Okay, crafty's good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you in advance.
You're welcome in advance.
Before we begin the final segment of the show, another disclaimer.
I'm on a roll today.
Because apparently Amy's going to tell a dirty joke. At some point during the following story, which involves our hair, so I'm really interested to see what the dirty joke is, but sure. As I told you guys earlier, I done screwed up my hair.
Mm-hmm.
My wife went to a doctor's appointment. This was while we were obviously off, and you were dealing with the loss of your stepdad. My wife went to a doctor's appointment. It was like 9:30 in the morning, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, my hair's bushy, and I don't like it. Bothering me. You know what I could do? I could trim it myself.
Mm-hmm.
How hard could it be? There's YouTubers who do this. I watched a YouTube video.
Mm-hmm.
I have the right shears and clippers and stuff and the attach. You just up and blend. Up and blend.
Up and blend.
Up and blend.
Famous last words. Up and blend.
So I up and blended twice on one side of my head. And the second one, you know, it went a little too far. So I said to myself, self, we'll just blend it. Up and blend.
Up and blend.
We'll just.
I bet your voice in your head just kept getting higher and higher like that.
Yes, it did.
Panicking.
Yes, it did. Panicking. So I tried to up and blend more, and it got worse. I'm like, okay, let's leave that. Sometimes you got to come back to something when it's not going well. So I said, right side of my head, we're going to take a break from you. We're going to go to the back.
Oh.
So we went to the back. That went too far. I went, huh? All right, maybe I can use scissors.
Oh no!
No. The answer is no. And so I got to a point where I looked at myself and I said, huh? this is bad. This is not recoverable. And see, and the reason I was doing this, by the way, barbers and hairstylists were open, but we have a woman who's going to give birth at any moment, and I didn't want to risk it. And my poor guy, Louie, over at Hair Habitat, who's the best, I couldn't go see him because of this. We're just quarantining ourselves right now from everything.
Mm-hmm.
So thus my stupid attempt to do this. So I went ahead and shaved it all off with a number one, all of it, every ounce of it.
In your defense, you were left unattended.
I was left unattended. See, that was the mistake. No. And that's the thing. So Jesse comes home from her doctor's appointment. I hear the door open. I'm still in the bathroom, and I'm looking at myself like, okay, how am I going to explain this?
Oh, God.
She's going to be pissed. So I hear her come up the stairs, and I have the bathroom door closed. And we're the type of family who leaves the bathroom door open usually. We're just that family. Mm-hmm. We're gross. It's fine. I don't care. And so the door's closed. She's like, hey, why is the door closed? I said, okay, so don't be mad.
That's always a great thing to preface telling your wife something. Don't be mad.
She goes, why? I said, well, I decided that my hair was too long. She goes, no, you didn't. So I tried to trim it. She's like, yeah, how'd that go? Not well. Not well, Jesse. She's like, let me see. I'm like, well, I want to brace you because this is going to be bad. She's like, how bad? I'm like, well, I had to give myself a buzz cut. And she just went, oh, my God. I'm like, so I'm going to look dumb, like really dumb.
Quarantine, but make it fashion, baby.
Yeah, there's no fashion to this. I look like a stupid person. And we can confirm I don't have short hair like this. We can confirm it. I will never be a guy who shaves his head ever, like bicks it, you know, mm-hmm. never. And she's like, okay. All right, I'm ready. So I open the door with like a grinning face, and she just goes,
oh.
And she starts laughing. I'm like, no, that's deserved. And she looks at me and she goes, I leave you unattended for one effing hour,
mm-hmm.
and you cut off all your hair. How old are you? Are you a 5-year-old?
Where was Rory during all this?
He was just in the other room watching YouTube. He comes in. He goes, Daddy. Because he was going to tell me something.
Mm-hmm.
And he stops mid-sentence. He goes, where'd your hair go?
It's on the floor,
bud,
kid.
He's like, oh, I like it, and walks away. He was the one.
Oh, there's your fan.
He was the one.
It's your one fan.
He was the one. So I now look stupid. And it's getting better. It is getting better because it's starting to get... But it's going to get dumb because it's going to get poofy all in the same
direction. You're going to look like a dandelion fluff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, fun. So I can't wait to eventually... And there it goes. Do I grow me's out there now? Is that what happens?
You're like a chia pet.
I am like a chia pet. I am exactly like a chia pet. Water me. Ugh. Now I understand you did something to your hair.
He did.
You did not shave it off, though. It looks lovely, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
It's all curled and stuff. Look at you. Look at you coming down to the studio and making an effort.
A for effort.
Look at you.
Well, mm-hmm. for those of you that don't know, blonde hair, whether processed or natural blonde hair, will sometimes turn green if you go in a chlorinated pool.
All right, time out. So if you have blonde hair mm-hmm. and you go in a chlorinated pool, which is like every pool, it could turn green.
Possibly, yes. Not always, but sometimes.
Like even natural blonde can do that. Really?
Yeah, when I was a kid, my hair would turn green.
Huh.
Not all the time.
So this obviously happened to you.
Yes, it did.
Okay, so do tell.
So... I have been going through the process of going blonde again. I am now a natural brunette. I used to be blonde, but it started to get darker in high school, so I decided to throw it back. We're gonna do blonde highlights.
Okay.
It is a lengthy and pricey route to go mm-hmm. for your hair.
Mm-hmm. Just real quick, when it comes to styling your hair, have you ever just thought of cutting it yourself like I did?
No.
It goes so well.
No. Okay. Nope.
All right. I don't know why.
Although. Do you remember my last hair issue where my hair got stuck in the hairdryer fan?
Yes. That was fantastic.
That was a big chunk that came out, but it really wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. Mm-hmm. Side note.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I went in my mom's pool, and she'd apparently just shocked it, like, the day before.
Mm.
And it was the one time that I was, like, really in the water, playing with the kids, diving, going underwater. Like, I don't usually do that, because I'm usually, oh, my God, I want to get my hair wet. Like,
was alcohol involved?
No. No.
I'm right to ask.
Maybe you are, but there wasn't.
Okay, there wasn't alcohol involved.
And I wake up on the 4th of July. My mom kind of looks at me outside. She goes, your hair's kind of green. My husband goes, yeah, I noticed that yesterday and I thought it looked kind of blue. You didn't hear me say that? And I went, no. So I look in the mirror and sure enough, my hair has a greenish cast to it. So I immediately text my hairdresser and say, hi, happy 4th. My hair is green. I'm panicking.
Okay. All right.
She didn't get back to me until like 8 o'clock that night. So in the meantime, Dr. Google solves it all. And one of the remedies, home remedies for green hair is putting V8 juice or ketchup, or in my case, both, on your head.
So you put V8 juice and ketchup on your head.
I did. So I did this on the 4th of July. My husband's hammered. He's off doing whatever. He's probably still drinking more. Kids are in bed.
Attaboy.
My mom and I would say at this point are, I don't know, 80% sober after day drinking for the 4th of July.
I think you're being generous. Sure. Okay.
I said, Mom, I need your help. I need you to put V8 juice on my head. She just happened to have it at her house.
Which, by the way, if someone were to say that to me after drinking, I would assume they're more than, they're not 80% sober at that point.
So I was like, how do we do this? I was like, I'm going to lay on the kitchen counter.
Yeah, this is sober behavior.
On my back with my head in the sink in a bowl. And my mom's going to pour the V8 juice over my hair into the bowl.
Perfectly sober. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
And just for good measure, we get the ketchup out too. Mm. And my mom's like,
what kind of ketchup
bottle. I don't know.
Was
ketchup.
Was it Wegmans?
No, I don't know.
Was it Heinz?
I was drunk. I don't know.
See, there you go. 80% sober, my ass. Anyway, continue.
Okay, 80% not sober.
There you go.
So we're laying there. We, the royal we. I was laying there with my head in the bowl. My mom's pouring this over my head.
It's a ski party, Ma.
And my mom and I are really close.
Sure.
But not like a dirty joke kind of close. Because it's never occurred to me to tell my mom a dirty joke. And TikTok has opened my world.
It's a TikTok kind of day. Wow.
It's opened my world to all kinds of things. Also, some funny, dirty jokes. Okay. So I say to my mom, Mom.
This is the warning part, by the way.
This is the warning part. I go, Mom, do you want to hear a dirty joke? She goes.
How old's your mother?
She's 69.
Giggity. Go. Okay.
Which is a dirty joke unto itself.
Okay.
I say, Mom, do you want to hear a dirty joke? Sure. Okay. I said, what does Cinderella say when she gets to the ball?
No. Oh,
and
no.
She goes,
oh, no.
I don't know. What? I went, oh.
No, you didn't.
I did.
What did your mother say?
Laughed her ass off.
Oh, okay. Well. Wow.
And we laughed. And then we put a shower cap on my head. And I sat there for maybe 20 minutes with V8 juice and ketchup on my head.
Perfectly sober stuff. Mm-hmm. Perfectly sober.
And then when my hairdresser got back to me, she goes, yeah, just buy clarifying shampoo. Oh, yeah, that's all.
Good.
By the way, it didn't work very well.
Google was wrong. Get out of here.
Google was wrong. I woke up the next morning and it was less green.
Mm.
Less Kermit, more, I don't know, mint chocolate chip ice cream. Like it was, you know, so less green, but not great. So then I proceeded to use the clarifying shampoo every day for a few days.
That worked?
Yeah.
Looks like it worked.
It did. I think it stripped my toner a little bit, but I called my hairdresser. I was like, yeah, you know how I usually wait like 8 to 10 weeks? I'm going to come in at 6 weeks to have you fix me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you wouldn't have had that wonderful bonding moment with your mother. So.
It was really good.
Wow.
I'll have to tell her my other dirty joke that I have on the back burner.
Let's hold off.
I'll keep it in my pocket. And we'll keep that for later. I'll tell you later. But.
Okay. Are you going to show Mom your picture, your painting?
You know what? I mean, it probably would.
It's fair.
Yeah.
That's how you know you're close with your mother.
What? I have stories, but I don't think it's appropriate for this,
all right,
this
we're
venue.
Good. We're good. Well, on today's show, I learned that apparently painting your ass and putting it on a canvas is a thing that we do now.
It is.
And you just went ahead and did that.
I did.
So good on you.
Not well.
I don't know. I thought it was pretty good.
No, you didn't see the product. That wasn't me in that picture.
Well, oh, okay. See, you didn't say that. You didn't explain that that wasn't...
That wasn't me?
I have no idea.
My ass is way bigger than that.
Don't tell people that. No,
it's okay.
It's way... It's tighter than that one, yeah.
No, it's not.
I have no idea. but I learned that's a thing, and you tried it, and it was a mess.
I did, and it was. I'll keep you posted on how round two goes.
I am actually very interested to see how... to hear how round two goes.
I'll let you know. I might give it a try tonight.
All
we'll
right.
see.
Good luck. Good
sober. Luck. I'll do it sober.
I mean, nothing ever good happens when you're sober, though. what'd you learn today? Did you learn anything?
That I am not meant for daytime television or radio or podcasting.
Whatever the hell this is. Fair enough. Thank you for listening and hanging with us. Sorry that it's been so long. Mm-hmm. Sorry about yesterday's terrible technical difficulties that screwed us over there. But we wouldn't have had this wonderful painting story.
That's right.
So that's wonderful. We will see you again tomorrow, we hope. And I want to thank 315 Live and the 315 Live app. We want to thank Rockbox Recording and Fitzy. We love you.
Yes.
iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. I mean, you're listening to us on one of these, so you probably already know that. But in case someone's listening with you and like, where are these crazy bastards
for the
doing
first time?
Things? Yeah. Castify. I don't know. It's where there's a podcast, there's us. And if there's not, let us know and we'll fix it. Anyway, love you. Bye.
Bye.